Nolte, Vice Media hopes serial killer gives Brett Kavanaugh what he deserves. By John Nolte on September 21, 2019. Vice Media, which is owned in part by the Walt Disney Company, published a tribute to female serial killer Aileen Wuornos on Thursday, proclaiming that Wuornos' memory offers hope that terrible men like Jeffrey Epstein, Brett Kavanaugh, and countless others will ultimately get what they deserve. Here's the full context, which only makes it sound worse. As reports of powerful men who abuse vulnerable women continue to surface, it's hard to deny that survivors are craving stories of revenge, stories where victims not only live to survive the abuse, but fight back. I think part of her appeal to me personally, in this cultural moment, is that Aileen Wuornos was a woman that men feared, said Bailey. Wuornos' memory offers hope that terrible men like Jeffrey Epstein, Brett Kavanaugh, and countless others will ultimately get what they deserve. A prostitute hunting men instead of being hunted is a deeply comforting story. Since this outrageous comment received some attention on social media, Vice tweaked it a bit, "I don't link fake news or anything that condones violence. I think part of her appeal to me personally, in this cultural moment, is that Aileen Wuornos was a woman that men feared," said Bailey. At a time when we are constantly inundated with stories like that of Jeffrey Epstein and Brett Kavanaugh, her story is an example of men facing repercussions for their actions. A prostitute hunting men instead of being hunted is a deeply comforting story. Who this Bailey person is never explained. Overall, though, the piece is an indefensible defense of a serial killer, and one filled with lies. To begin with, comparing convicted sex abuser and big-time Democrat supporter Jeffrey Epstein to associate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who is guilty of nothing, who should be the poster boy for everything wrong and fascist about the hashtag MeToo movement, is just beyond the beyond. But to justify idolizing a serial killer, "I have never seen anything like this before. Wuornos was found guilty of seven first-degree murders, and she pleaded no contest to five of those. While there is no question she suffered abuse throughout her life, there is also no question Wuornos murdered seven men. Wuornos wasn't a victim, she was a monster. Pure evil, a black widow luring men to their untimely deaths. The evidence against Wuornos was and is overwhelming, including, for crying out loud, her own no contest pleas. The evidence against Kavanaugh is a debunked pile of lies and bullshit. But here's the media, here's a Disney-owned company, openly hoping a husband and father is murdered in cold blood by a serial killer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.